ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports with your host, Lugs and the Gas Man. Ladies and gentlemen, start your podcast.
Hey folks, welcome back to another week of Wrecking Your Racing. This is your host with the most, the Gas Man. I have a co-host who's not the most. Well, maybe sometimes.
Not the most?
I'm the most. You can't be the most. We can't both be the most. That doesn't make any sense.
In volume?
Obnoxiousness, maybe?
There you go.
Lugs, that's your name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And we are joined this week by our great friend, our special guest, a friend of the show who's here quite frequently.
Well, I wouldn't say quite, but...
Frequently enough. You're definitely a full-time garage member.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that would be Sokka, folks. Sokka. S-A-K-A, if you don't know how to spell Sokka.
Yeah.
What's the second part of that name again?
Sokka Kinarisa.
I said the second part. I got the Sokka Kino. Out. Okay, Kino. Okay.
Kino, K-I-N-O. Yeah.
Kind of like a kilo, but with an N instead of an L.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, okay. All right, we all like a kilo around here.
Scarface coming out there.
Say hello to my little friend. So this week, folks, we do not have a race, but we know
cup
what we
race.
Cup race. But you know what we do have, Lugs and Sokka? You guys know what we do have? Badass fans.
That's true. We got some questions.
Yeah, we got a couple of questions. We just have great fans. And as always, fans, we want to thank you. You're awesome. You're wonderful. You're beautiful people. You keep us rolling. I appreciate that. Lugs appreciates that. And Sokka can care less, but he appreciates it too. He just doesn't know it.
Yeah, sure.
So, folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for telling friends. And just keep the ball rolling. Feel free to reach out to us, wreckingracing@gmail.com. We do respond to every single email we get. It may take us a minute, but we do try at least. Same thing with Facebook comments.
Who uses right? Facebook, really?
And Twitter. And... We try. We stay in contact with our fans. We have some fans who regularly message us and talk to them.
Tell them a little about your Instagram post, man. Kind of blew up there with Amber.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing on Instagram, but I posted.
It's working.
I posted a post about Amber
and our interview with her.
Yeah, Amber Balkan that we had an interview last week. You did not listen to it. Actually, it's probably our best episode ever last week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do want to throw that out there. If you haven't listened to last week's episode 23, please do. Amber was phenomenal, great gal. Nothing but positive things to say about it.
But anyways, our Instagram blew up on your
post. Yeah, 800. My last look was like 843 likes.
Yeah.
I don't even know 800 people in my life. So, it did very well for a Instagram nobody like I am. Like we are, I should say, as a collaborative group. Sokka, what's the most amount of likes you've ever had?
Well, on Instagram, probably 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
You must not do a lot on Instagram.
I'm not well-versed in the social medias. But
yeah, me neither. I just did for this podcast.
On YouTube, I'm up to about 1,000 likes on one of my videos.
Okay.
So really well-received and put me pretty much on the local map, I would say, with my fan base. So really, really happy with that video. But
what's your most viewed? How many? The most views that you've had
the
on
most
the video?
Most views. I'm almost to 10,000 views on an episode of Hearts of Iron 4 that came out a few years ago, and it was
what
still
the what?
New.
Hold on. Slow down. What the hell is Hearts of Iron 4?
Tell us a little context on your channel too.
Yeah,
for those that haven't listened to your channel before.
So I play simulation games. Racing play as any country, leading up to World War II.
Cuba.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I played
awesome.
As Iraq. Just for giggles, I had a poll in my one answer.
I promise you, folks, I hope I'm right here. He's not a terrorist.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
But I played as Iraq and no one else did. So I guess by proxy of the internet and people looking for something fresh and new, they found my series and it blew up.
Can I play a Sarajevo?
Oh, it blew up. So.
Can I play a Sarajevo?
No pun intended.
Can I play a Sarajevo?
If it existed in 38.
Oh, okay. I don't think it did.
I don't think it did, but you could form Sarajevo.
Okay, cool.
Also, important piece that Sokka and I also do, we do a racing series every Thursday.
Weekly racing, we follow the Cup Series, where the Cup races goes. We go the Thursday before, And interestingly enough, for a 15-year-old game, people mod it heavily. They keep it pretty updated. Oh,
yeah.
But
yeah, you just modded it yourself,
one,
didn't you?
One big gaping hole that Logs and I found was there was no Charlotte Roval made yet. I'm sure track builders are actively working on it, but to our knowledge, there was no version on the internet that we could find. So I took it upon myself to make the Charlotte Roval from scratch, from the ground up, brand new track, and... Lugs and I ran it, and so far the results are decent-ish, a little bit tweaking, but it should be ready before the October event, so we're really excited for that.
That's awesome. Yeah, I actually watched a video on YouTube. It is pretty good. You know, for someone who's as untalented as I am at things like that, it amazes me how someone like you, who I've known for most of my life, has that much talent.
And you can watch it as well, fans. I'm sure Lugs and the Gas Man will put my link in the description, so you can just click away.
Yeah, we'll upload that. Also, tomorrow, whenever our Darlington race goes up.
Indeed, our Darlington
that.
Goes live, okay. 12 p.m. Central Standard
and
Time.
Maybe
tomorrow.
I'll get lucky and get in on one of these races one of these days.
Yep. Have yeah. a wrecking and racing, heavy emphasis on the wrecking.
Speaking yeah. of which, Gasman, yeah. tell us about how's your iRacing going? I know
it's,
you jumped back
yeah,
in there. How's it going? Any new races?
It's going. I have raced in two truck races now, both at Charlotte Knight. And my first race, I was consistently 3 seconds off the pace.
That's not too bad.
I was hitting the brake way too much. I was actually trying to like drive it how I would normally, mm-hmm. like trying to act like a car, right? Yeah, because yeah. I get my pedals and everything, but I was constantly falling behind. I didn't finish last. So I mean, it started last, but I didn't finish last. So that's a positive. But my second race, I learned not to hit the brake unless I absolutely had to. If I did, just keep it to the floor and just drag it a little bit to mm-hmm. get into the corner. Mm-hmm. Times improved greatly. Qualified 14th out 30th and finished 8th out 30th.
Hey,
that was a hell of an improvement for me. Still suck, however.
Nice.
So eventually, if you two or any of our fans get on iRacing, let us know, and maybe we can create some races yeah. or something in the future.
I think I'm going to. I needed some more RAM, and I got some. Actually, it was just delivered by Amazon. Amazon sponsors. So I'm going to install that here in the next couple of days, and I might jump in there with you.
Yeah, yeah. If you need to try it out, let me know. I'll give you my passcode. This is for Lugs only. Sorry. I'll give you my passcode. You can get on and try it a little bit.
Okay, cool. Make sure I can run it.
The exactly. best part about that whole thing is you said you used the brake.
Yeah.
You actually hit the brake.
Okay,
you
so
know what the middle pedal
I know where
is.
You're going with this. I know what you're going with this. Okay, so I have a tendency of being the world's shittiest driver on video games. And that's why Talladega Daytona, mainly Talladega, is about the only track I really ever race on, because
least amount of brake, least amount of steering input.
I'm
and you can use your keyboard.
And I have it.
Back in the day, NASCAR.
Back in the day, you could.
NASCAR 99 edition, NASCAR
yeah.
Racing
so,
2.
Yeah, so anyway, they're making fun of me because I had a tendency of just
keeping
going full
the
throttle through
Bristol,
the corner.
Full throttle, if you haven't seen it. Gas Man can show you.
I haven't raced Bristol iRacing yet, so I'm sure it would be a shit show.
So do you, how many tracks did you get?
I haven't looked. I just know that.
It's been a couple years since I've subscribed, so I don't know how much they've changed it.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly haven't even looked at it that much. I just went on there. I did a couple of dirt races, like not races, but practice mm-hmm. sessions, mm-hmm. and a couple of legend sessions. I didn't really like it. So I'm like, yeah, I'll try the trucks. And I went straight into racing.
Okay.
So I don't even know what
so,
tracks or anything.
I'm just curious if you. I'm sure you have to buy Bristol. I'm sure Bristol's probably one that doesn't come with it. But
yeah, I guess I have Charlotte. If
I could
race
be wrong
because
I didn't think it'd come with a truck, but apparently.
And
it
iRacing
so.
Always has like Father's Day packages, summer packages, like October packages, just because who knows.
I heard you're a fan of big packages.
Indeed, the more the merrier.
All right, let's shift gears here.
So, as always, fans, thank you very much for listening. We do start off our show, if you have not listened yet, with the official beer of NASCAR. Socket, you're not partaking, I mean?
No.
So,
can
make the sound
noise
for me.
Here. Bush.
There you go. Ah, oh, yeah.
All right.
Sorry
so,
about
what do we want to talk about first?
So, let's just get in. And we were discussing last week, this week, we were having an off week, that we were going to talk about what we or how we feel the chase was going to break down. So that's just
not the Elliott, but the actual playoffs.
Yeah, well, let's maybe they go hand in hand.
Yeah, both a little bit. So
yeah, so I say let's just start getting into it, and we do have some fans' questions. We'll get to those after a while because some of these actually might answer some of our discussion might answer those questions anyway. But yeah, let's just get in and talking about. Whoa, excuse me, folks. Wow, sorry about that. It's like I got a demon coming out of me.
There's nothing new there.
Yeah. So we're going to just go and break it down on who we feel are going to make it through each round of the playoffs. So going into it, first of all, we still have two races left, right?
We do.
So we don't know if the current 16 is set. We don't know that. I'm going on a limb and saying I think it's set.
I think it's set, Sokka.
I think it is as well.
Okay,
one,
so
one of the things
so,
that's interesting is just looking at Austin Dillon. As of now, he's sitting 19th in the points. He wouldn't make it. He is so many points behind. Mm-hmm. And someone like Stenhouse is right there, only 20 points back to Newman and only 2 points back from that to Suarez. So the championship would be a whole lot tighter as far as the top 16 went if Austin didn't get
thanks
the Daytona.
Thanks for ruining it, Austin.
Thanks for
thanks
ruining
for
it.
Getting a win at Daytona, you punk. Just kidding, folks. Just, you know, that's what it's all about, though.
So
it's about celebrating the victory. So if we're all three of us are set on the field is set to what we think, let's just get the show
unanimous,
on the road.
Unanimous. All right. So let's do this. We'll go kind of around the world.
Well, before we do that, let's go ahead. Let's just go through our top 16.
Our full? I think we need to
not
do
not our full 16. I'm sorry. I apologize. Let's go ahead and go through and
who
list
will
who
be
is
in the playoffs.
Yeah, let's go ahead and list the playoffs as it stands right now.
Okay, go ahead.
So, first, obviously, we have Kevin Harvick.
Mm-hmm.
7 wins this year. Kyle Busch, Truex, Bowyer, and Kurt Busch rounding out the top 5. Sock, don't you take the rest?
Logano, Elliott, Jones, Austin Dillon, Ryan Blaney, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Eric Almirola, Jimmy Johnson, and shotgun on the playoffs is Alex Bowman.
So, before we go any further, I want to stop you real quick here and kind of I guess we'll go ahead and address one fan's questions right now, and that would be Austin. Austin's asked, is it anyone surprising that's not in the like, is there like anything surprising of the drivers going into the playoffs?
No.
So who's on the outside looking in? We have Suarez, Newman, McMurray,
Stenhouse. Those round out your top 20.
So surprises not in the chase? Absolutely not. But I do have a surprise. To me, it's a surprise. It may not be to you guys. Jimmy Johnson, 15th.
Mm-hmm.
15th.
Yeah, the big surprise is he's not better.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would honestly expect him to be in the top 6.
And if I had to pick anybody out of those 4 that we mentioned that are outside of the top 16, I'd say Suarez, just because of the equipment that he's in. And he has had
some brilliant runs.
And
definitely later in the season, he came on a little stronger.
You know, and being his sophomore season, you can say sophomore slump or whatever you want to contribute it as. But I thought he would maybe be a little bit higher than where he's
at. And talking about Suarez, we'll get into it later, but there are some rumors swirling around Suarez. Mm-hmm.
I've heard some too.
So that's top 16. That's our surprises or lack thereof. Sokka, before I move on, do you have anything to add to that?
Nope. The field's pretty well set. I don't see a surprise winner coming from Darlington or Indianapolis. Those are pretty well-versed tracks where you have to have the right setup, the right team, and obviously the Big 3 has them, and these other drivers have them as well. I don't see anyone sneaking in on fuel mileage or any sort of weird play that might get them in.
Yeah, so before we go on, should we discuss who we think will win Darlington and Indy just to...
No, because we do that on a weekly basis. So.
We do. I just didn't know if we needed to set that in stone before we go into our picks. So.
Your chase field will win Darlington and Indy.
So let's do this. Let's kind of go around the world by round and talk about who we think is going to be the first 4 to be eliminated and then the next 4, so on and so forth. You good with that?
Yeah, I'm absolutely good with that.
All right. So we can start with Sokka. Who's your first 4 that will not make it to the round of 12?
Oh, crap. I know which 12 are going in. You're asking me to work backwards. All right, so Bowman, he is out. I don't believe Alex Bowman has the experience or he has the equipment, but maybe not. Hendrick Motorsports as a whole is sort of in a slump. If he was working for Chip Ganassi or something, that might be a little better for him. But Bowman will not make it to the next round. Eric Almirola will not make it to the next round. Austin Dillon will not make it to the next round, and Eric Jones will not make it to the next round.
Ooh, okay. So I have three of those four matching you. The difference is, instead of Almirola, I have Johnson not moving on.
That's okay. That's a bold prediction.
And I just want to say, before we get to Gasman's picks, coming up with this as an unbiased participant was really freaking hard to pick who's going to be eliminated round by round, because there's so many variable factors that are going to play out.
Yeah, we got Vegas, which we know the big three is going to be superb at. Richmond's a short track, root and gouging. You've got guys who are better at short tracks than maybe perhaps a big three. Denny Hamlin may come to mind as a winner of Richmond. He's really good there. And then Charlotte is about as big of wild card as you can get next to Talladega. So that race is anybody's guess. So essentially in the chase, we've got the big three, and then we've got everyone else who's pretty equal. Mm-hmm. So any one of those picks, I feel, is valid.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm actually, I'll give you my forts out. It's actually similar but different. Okay. I think I'm going to have a...
Are we talking Michael Waltrip will be in the top 10 of 2001 championship different here?
That distinctly.
What's that?
Rubbing some salt in the wound.
In 2001, after the first race, we said who's going to be in the top 10 in points, and this is before playoffs, so who's the most consistent driver over 36 races, and Michael Waltrip was, I believe, sixth. In your list of top 10.
I do not remember that.
But that was in Woodshop class.
Yep.
Wow.
This was not a conspiracy. It's true.
Okay.
I'm glad that we both remembered that.
Yeah. Where did he finish that season? Eighth?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
How do you remember this shit?
Because it was so outlandish. If it had an inkling of truth, we would have forgotten it.
You were so on board for a guy that had like
one win.
Okay, it's because he was DEI.
Yes.
Let's be honest. That's what the big part of it was. I was still young and dumb.
I didn't hear that pick for Steve Bart.
Yeah, I don't think you had Steve in the top
10. I would pick Steve over Waltrip any day.
Yeah, in hindsight's 20/20. All right, who's your first four eliminated?
Okay, so my first four eliminated, Eric Almirola.
Okay.
Austin Dillon.
Okay.
Eric Jones.
All right.
And Johnson.
Wow, so you...
So Bowman is better than Johnson.
I think Bowman is better than Johnson.
All right. I would honestly agree, but I got them both going out, so it doesn't really matter to me. But I would agree with your statement there. I think that Bowman will outperform Johnson.
Bold predictions.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. Obviously we'll see what's coming up. So what's the three races we have in that first round?
We have Vegas, Richmond, and the Roval.
Yeah. Mm. So if it was regular Charlotte, I honestly would probably keep Johnson in the top.
Probably, yeah.
Being the Roval, I am not.
Well, that's going to be such a wild card.
It is. It absolutely is. So maybe, we'll have some... Maybe Jones will get the victory there. I mean, it's so hard to predict.
Yeah, you have to... And it's so different from your standard road course. You've got, Truex is good at Infinia or Sears Point or, Sonoma and Watkins Glen. Well, he might be garbage when you throw banking into the road course. As a sim racer, I can tell you that Sonoma and Watkins Glen handle completely different than the Roval, and Lugs may be able to attest to that as well, but it's just a completely different feel you have to go from perfectly flat 2-degree banking up to 21-degree banking and then funnel into a bus stop.
Right, exactly. And it's going to be so narrow. Gosh, I don't know what to expect, but it's going to be crazy.
I feel for the drivers. I do. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, it is. I'm actually looking forward to it just to see
the type of racing it produces.
I mean, it's going to be interesting.
Yep. All right. So we'll go on to the next four who will be eliminated in the round of 12.
So let's first talk about the tracks.
All right. So we got Dover, Talladega, wild card, and Kansas.
Dover's always a good race.
Is it?
I like Dover. We talked about this before. I really like Dover.
It's been pretty good.
Talladega, as we all know, is a crapshoot, and Kansas is going to be boring as hell.
Mm. No, Kansas is
sometimes
had some
sometimes.
Good races. Sometimes. It's not a night race. It is an afternoon race this year, so it'll be interesting to see what shakes out there. But let's see here. Gassman, you want to lead us this time with your four being eliminated out of the top 12?
So my four eliminated, I'm going through my list here trying to, in my mind, think like, this reminds me a lot of trying to pick a March Madness basketball team.
So here's what I had to do. I had to take, I made my, the my picks for the final four, you know, to go to Homestead, and I selected my the first four that would be eliminated, and then I had to basically determine the remaining eight, you know, where they're going to go from there. So it's so difficult. It's so difficult. If you don't know, I'll go.
Well,
I know you're kind of on the fly here.
Here's the thing. I know who I feel is going to be eliminated. The problem is I'm trying to figure out who's left. I'm looking at my list of people we had, like who's going to be left.
Uh-huh.
And I'm missing somebody. I can't figure out who I'm missing.
Well, okay. Gassman, when you count to 12, you don't stop at 11. I'm seeing what happened. And I only have 11
drivers.
Oh,
yeah, that's what it is. Okay.
Okay, so I mentioned four drivers. I know I mentioned Jones, Dillon, Bowman, and Almirola were not going to make it. So I just need to figure out who that puts in left in the... It's easier for me to tell
you
who's going to make the top eight.
Well, you guys figure your lives out. I'll talk about mine.
Hashtag blame gas, man.
So the next four that I have... hashtags. Next four that I have being out, all right, would be Almirola. So I kind of match you guys at that point. We all have Almirola out at this point. So Almirola, I have Mr. Boyer out. So there's two more Stuart Haas drivers out.
Oh, that's who I've been missing.
I also have Kurt Busch out, and the reason there is I think Kurt is competitive at any track he goes to, but I think with the rumors of him going to another organization, which sure. I think is going to happen, I think he is just not going to be in the best mindset, or maybe on the, you know, on the way out mindset.
Yeah, it plays heavily on mentally.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I think Kurt's going to be out that round, and this one pains me a little bit, but Chase Elliott will not advance.
Interesting indeed.
Saka.
So hold on. You have Larson.
The guy missing a driver has a problem.
Shut up. You have Larson going, but not Chase.
Correct.
Okay, let me dial it back here. Episode one or episode two? Let me pull out Lug's predictions here. Lug says his top four was going to be Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., and Chase Elliott.
Okay.
Lugs also mentioned that Larson would make the top eight, which he did, but not the top four. So I want to make sure we keep that in mind, that his predictions are race shy if he doesn't have Chase going.
That was 20, however many races ago.
Yeah, no, we're young and dumb back then.
22 races ago.
Yeah.
And I'm sure my predictions are just as shitty. So.
Yeah, I didn't know everything was etched in stone. Okay.
That's a contract right there.
I'm trying to keep true to mine though.
Saka, who do you got going out in the round of 12?
It'd be easier for me to say your top eight. So Harv, of course, is make it. Kyle's going to make it. Truex is going to make it. Johnson's going to make it. I believe
Really?
Indeed, I believe Johnson will be there going into Dover. He's going to make it. Blaney, Keselowski, Chase, and Boyer. So. Kurt Busch is out. Hamlin is out.
Hamlin.
I don't see Hamlin doing well at Dover. He will not do well at Talladega.
Anybody can win Talladega, though.
Anybody can. And Kansas, I don't think Hamlin's name either. So that's my top eight right there.
Huh. Man, it's so funny how different our lists are going. So this one, the great things about NASCAR, is so hard to predict.
Indeed.
So the four I have out is Bowman,
okay,
Blaney,
oh Blaney,
Larson,
okay,
and Logano.
Interesting, you're all on Logano's
so
nuts
who
this
I forgot.
Season. So I'm surprised you got him out.
So here's the thing.
What is the issue there?
Kurt Busch is no. I just said that Logano was underrated through the season because nobody talked about him.
So you don't expect that to continue.
I don't. Not that he's going to do it bad. It's just not in the top 12 quality. So I think Kurt Busch is going to win Talladega. And I think that's what's going to keep him in.
You better write that down so you remember that prediction for Talladega when it rolls around.
Man.
Yeah, I'll probably forget that.
Seems so far away.
Yeah, I know.
Well, 22 weeks ago was farther away, and you remembered those picks from Lugs.
I didn't remember those. I had to go back and listen to our episodes. I want to have some kind of ammunition for today.
Indeed.
Yeah, so I think, you know, we're straying away from each other here a little bit. Common theme, though, is the big three.
Yeah, we're staying true to that.
Okay.
So, for me, the next four that would be eliminated, all right, in the round of eight, would not go on to the final four. For me, Kozlowski is going to be eliminated. Larson will be eliminated. Hamlin will be eliminated. Logano will be eliminated. So, kind of the same picks you just had, Gasman, just a round later. Saka.
So the ones I got eliminated going into the final four, Johnson will not make the final four. Ryan Blaney will not make the final four. Chase Elliott will not make the final four, and neither will Clint Bowyer. So okay. That's going to leave the big three plus Kozlowski as my final four.
You know, that is funny you say that. So going back to episode number one for us, my top four prediction was Truex, Kyle Busch, Harvick, and Kozlowski.
Why do you guys think Kozlowski is going to make the top four?
Because he's consistent, again, yeah. Flying under the radar.
Okay.
I believe he'll be better than Blaney, especially when the pressure mounts.
Yeah, I agree.
As long as nothing out of Brad's control happens, you know, pit crew related or crash related, Kozlowski's going to outdrive Blaney.
So, for the record, go ahead and say, Gasman, who's the next four for you eliminated? I know who your final four is, but who's your next four that'll be eliminated?
Well, I'm actually making a change in my final four. Because I'm on the edge. Hold on. I'm on the edge. So, I have Kozlowski sitting there, but I just made a last-second adjustment and took him out. I'm literally feel like this can go either way.
Who?
So I have Harvick, Truex, and Kyle Busch there.
Okay.
Chase.
Really? Okay.
Chase.
I want Chase. I was very close to having Chase go, but I just
I just feel like the Chevy struggles. I know, but I'm thinking as we discussed earlier season, our hopes were that Chevy is going to get in, you know, mid season. Well, I think may not be mid season, maybe a little bit later in the season, but I think once the groove hits, the groove hits.
Mm-hmm.
Once that momentum is really in a positive direction, it's already building that way, it's going to be, I can still see him winning one of those races.
So we know Osaka's final four.
Mm-hmm.
We now know yours with Chase in there.
Right. And I should name the ones who got knocked out, by the way.
Go ahead real quick.
Kozlowski, Hamlin, Bowyer, and Kurt Busch.
Okay. So that leaves my final four to be the big three. Harvick, Kyle Busch, Truex. My last slot is going to Blaney. And the reason why is Blaney's led more laps. He's been up front more than Kozlowski or Logano. Maybe he doesn't. He's got the stage wins. Maybe he doesn't have as many top fives or he hasn't been as consistent. But I'm going to give the nod to Blaney. And I wanted kind of a little bit of an upset. I wanted someone that hadn't been in the final four before. So that's why I'm going with Blaney.
You know, I just realized I made a pretty big mistake in picking these.
Why?
Because thinking back to our season, and I'm calculating our points in our weekly series, the stage wins, the stage points carry on for those three rounds. So if you've got a lot of bonus points,
yep.
Even if you are, say, a Kurt Busch, if you've got 1,000 bonus points, you could crash every race and make it to the final four.
Exactly. That's how the big three.
Yeah. I could see where you're coming from. I'll be true to my picks, but that's, you know, you can't forget about those bonus points and those drivers have. Absolutely. Stage wins, I mean, and then the top 10 get of regular season also get bonus points. Mm-hmm. On a sliding scale. So if you're the leader of the points after race 26, not factoring in wins or whatnot, you get like 15 bonus points and then 10, 8, 6, and all the way down to like the top 10. So, you know, points still matter in these last two events. Yep. And so if you're filling out your own bracket at home, fans, don't forget about those bonus points, as I have.
And I'm not going to lie. I did not take those into consideration.
What are you,
really,
fucking rookies?
Yeah, we are. We are.
Damn.
So last week we bleeped the F word on our show. This week we're just going to say it openly.
Sure.
Okay.
That's because she's looking for sponsorship. I'm not looking for sponsorship. I don't have a race car.
We're looking for Busch Light. Please sponsor us.
Say goodbye to Amazon. They were interested right until that comment.
All right, so now a championship round. Who's going, you know, with surrounding themselves with Busch Light and Monsters Girls?
I'm not changing my pick.
Who's your pick?
Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch all the way.
Yep. Sokka.
Kyle Busch.
Man, you both disappoint me. I'm going with Harvick. I'm just staying true to my prediction at the beginning of the season.
I'm not saying Harvick can't do it because we all know he can. But
oh, yeah. It'll be a tough.
It's a 50-50 shot.
So
if you
Which one would be better for the sport?
It's whoever. Well, this I'm not answering your question with this statement, but whoever makes the least mistakes in Homestead is going to be the. I mean, that's just obvious.
Well, thank
right?
you, Captain Obvious. Yeah,
exactly. Right.
That's the way they have it geared.
But my opinion, even though Harvick's got 7 wins, I see Kyle making the least amount of mistakes. His pit crew making the least amount of mistakes at Homestead.
His pit crew is pretty solid. And the guy can get in and out of pits better than anybody I've ever seen in my life.
Exactly. So that's just a
He's
little bit
Denny
of...
He's not Denny Hamlin. That's
cool. Speeding every other week.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, man.
So you pick Harvick, and then
we
both
got
have
Kyle.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the thought on Truex? I mean, with all this rumor, and that's where we're going next, I'm sure, is that play a factor into his performance for
I think
these last 12
to.
Races?
I think it has to, and what I mean by that is... There's going to be a lot of information he knows that we do not.
Yeah, and I so badly actually wanted to keep Truex out of the top four, but with all the stage wins and everything, the points that he had, I think that's still going to carry him there. But I think whatever's going on with the sponsorship and that team and everything, that is going to have a very negative impact in his head for these last 12 races. So I think he's still going to make it to the final four, but I don't expect him to be a true... contender for that championship when it comes down to the white flag.
I believe he could be ready. I saw a show on NBC Sports that covered Martin Truex Jr. and what he had to go through and what he dealt with and, having that personal relationship and helping his girlfriend through what she went through. He is already mentally tough enough. I don't think if he can go through that, he can go through uncertainty with sponsors just fine, I think.
I think you make a great comment. The guy is used to adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he might actually feed off of that. But still, this is more than just plain adversity.
Yeah, it's the money that goes into the equipment that is potentially not going to be there after Homestead.
Right.
Or maybe before then, I don't know. If they've spent all their sponsorship dollars through the season before they get to that last race. I mean, I don't know, right? I'm just talking words. But I just feel like that factor is going to have some sort of an impact. It would on me anyways.
Yeah, and you're a little bit more of a weaker man than Truex probably is.
Weaker man.
No, I think it's not so much adversity
I'm just happy that Gasly referred to me as a man.
The man. Yeah, that's a step up.
It's not so much as I'm referencing the adversity as it is the uncertainty. Because those are two different things. Mm. They are kind of bred off each other, but they are two different things. And I think the uncertainty on what's going to happen next year is actually going to probably keep him awake at night. And like I said, but there could be things going behind the scenes that help solidify that we don't know about.
Right.
That might allow him to sleep better at night and actually be a contender.
I don't know. I'd rather have uncertainty than adversity. Adversity, you're in trouble. Uncertainty, there's always that light at the end of the tunnel.
Adversity, you have more control over.
I doubt it.
I think with adversity, you reap what efforts you put into it. Uncertainty, you have no control over whatsoever.
Then why worry about it?
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you there, but now we're talking about Freudisms and everything else that we maybe shouldn't worry about, but damn it, we all do we not?
Right. It's just what kind of mental state is Martin in? And what kind of mental... If this was Denny Hamlin we were talking about, he would be eaten up from the inside out with uncertainty. I don't think a guy like Denny could keep up with uncertainty, but I see Martin dealing with it just fine.
Well, we saw some of the frustrations come out of Bristol, right?
Yeah, I mentioned how happy
I've never seen Truex kick a car or throw stuff in his car like that before. So, to me, there's some mounting frustrations there.
Yeah, there is. There absolutely is. I think, I don't know, we'll see. But if anybody's able or capable of handling it, it's him.
So. I agree. I do agree with that statement. So, while we're talking about this, before we shift gears to the rumor mill, our buddy Mike posted a article to the Wrecking Racing Facebook page. It was a Forbes article.
Hey, Mike, I promise I will still get those gifts out to you sometime. I promise you I will. I'll try this.
They're weekend. In the works, and you're going to love it.
Yes. I hope you will anyway. Yes.
Oh, he will. I think he will. He'll get a kick out of it. Anyway, so he posted, and I saw it like literally maybe an hour before he posted it on Forbes' website about they're talking about how the NASCAR schedule needs to end at Darlington. Darlington should be the final, you know, ultimate race of the year, the championship decider, and then boom, they hand it off to the NFL because it starts, you know, a mere week later. Thoughts on that? I do not agree with that at all.
I understand where they're coming from. I absolutely get where
they're coming wise, from. Ratings-wise, I do, but to just axe...
Who the hell cares about so ratings? Wild. If we're going to be putting the biggest races of the damn year on NBC Sports Network,
true.
Obviously, we don't care about freaking ratings, right?
Yeah, right? I mean, it's true.
Yeah, so but NASCAR, and they're talking about NASCAR being down, and it is, but they don't give a jack shit about ratings because they keep screwing themselves over with.
But it's what the fans like to obsess over. But anyways, in ending the season at Darlington, in axing those final 10 races, no way, man. I live for those final 10 races in the fall season.
So I'm a football fan. I'm a NASCAR fan. NASCAR is by far my number one sport. Football is my number two sport. Go Cowboys. But what I'm getting ready to say is that maybe
if they
we need to adjust the schedule a little bit.
Yeah, if they want to shorten it up a little bit, you know, maybe it's
maybe the final, not the 10. Maybe not the
8
10.
Races. Or it ends, you know, at the end of October or first week of November. It doesn't go all the way through, you know, November to Homestead. And it just shorten it up a little bit. You know, take some more summer dates out or something like that. But
take those, Kansas out.
Those 10.
I mean, they're
you got a vendetta against Kansas tonight. But I know there's no way that I just want to. I don't agree with that, the article on there that Forbes posted.
Vegas, Texas, Kansas eliminated. There you go. 7 races shorter now.
No, man, I like Texas.
Pit Darlington in the chase.
I wouldn't disagree with that. But do we need to go to Pocono twice a year? Do we need to go to Michigan twice a year?
That was going to be my point. If you want to save 10 races,
yes,
don't go to any track twice. Make each track special. Build up that track all year and go everywhere just once.
The only track I would do twice is Bristol Day, Bristol Night.
And it's interesting you say that because in the guy's article, he has a mock schedule posted on there. He has them only going to Daytona once, and that's for the 500, not the July race. So you're saying axe the July race.
I'm saying axe the July race. Yeah, the only track, just because to me, Bristol Day is completely different than Bristol Night. And Bristol Night has that feeling, that aura around it of the fans, like just gets fans pumped. So I say keep that. That's the only track I would do twice.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my personal feeling.
And that's if you didn't want to compete with the NFL. I'm of the mindset, keep... Or maybe take a few races out. Like, you don't have to do 36 races a year, but don't go down to 26.
That
makes it...
I have a better solution.
Rarified Formula One territory there, where let's have 5 races and call it a championship. Like, what are you doing?
I got a better solution to the problem. You ready for it? Put the races on Saturday, every single one of them.
Why?
Because the NFL's on Sunday. They rarely play on Saturdays. They do some Saturdays, being around holidays, etc., but those are usually later in the season. Put it on Saturday. You're not competing head-to-head. And just take advantage of it. And still keep, and maybe still not have those 10. Maybe drop it down to 8. You know, like I said, take off Vegas or whatever. But there's ways around it without cutting the schedule that much.
But if they're not worried about ratings,
they've shown they're not worried about ratings.
Yeah. Then it's a moot point, but I still agree. We don't need Pocono twice. If it's like Daytona, where you have your day race and your night race, that warrants a second race. Bristol Day, Bristol Night, awesome. But Pocono, and then 2 weeks later, Pocono again?
Yeah,
unnecessary.
Yeah, that's someone just double dipping and getting benefits from it.
Yeah, so you want to dive into some rumors you heard about some maybe tweaks or changes in the next couple of years?
Yeah, before we do that, though, Socket, well, let's talk about ratings real quick. Socket, do you have cable?
Yes.
Okay. Lux, do you have cable?
I do not.
I do not have cable. You see where the trend's going?
Well, it's so damn expensive.
It is. It absolutely
If
is.
It wasn't you know, as expensive as it is, I probably would have it.
You know, when NASCAR started making these big TV deals, cable is a lot more prevalent than it is now.
For sure.
They need to freaking modernize a little bit and do a little bit better job getting the product to the consumer. So I think they suck at that.
We talked about this before, but F1 went to like a subscription-based viewership, like where you could pay to view all the races, right? If you didn't have cable, you pay the subscription, you get access to watch all the races. You think NASCAR fans would pay for that?
Limited basis. I think some would, but I think we have proven time and time again with the in-car camera packages you can buy,
stuff like
that.
DirecTV old packages.
That we're used. We were brought up on racing on regular TV.
Mm-hmm.
We're still stuck on that
mindset,
thing where it's given to us for free. Free, we had the damn commercials, but we're free as in we shouldn't have to pay for it, but should still get the product.
I think it'd be nice to have both options. So if you're going to put on NBC Sports, but also have, hey, for those of you that don't have cable or you don't want to pay for it, or satellite or DirecTV or whatever the hell, then... here, you can pay $25 a month for this service here.
I don't know if I do $25 a month, maybe $25 for a season. But regardless...
come on, you know who we're talking about.
I know. But regardless, have an
$25 a season, there's no way that's ever going to happen.
I think it could.
Yeah, with a skilled marketer, you can market it as 99 cents a race and get $36 out of people. Yeah. Make it seem affordable. For the price of a cup of coffee, you can enjoy it.
You realize the pockets we were talking about lining here, right? Plus, you're taking viewership away from
the
NBC Sports channel.
Here's a positive going forward is that Brian France is not in the picture. He's a dumbass.
He's still there. You're an idiot if you think he's not there.
He may be behind the scenes a little more. I think they may have taken some powers from him.
His name's France. He's always going to be there. Whether we like it or they paint it a different reality, his hand's still in the pot.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is. But anyway, that's
to appease the fans.
Anyway, I just want to get that going out there.
But honestly, I would pay $20 a month for...
I wouldn't pay $20 a month. I wouldn't. If I was going to pay $20 a month, I'd get cable.
Well, I mean, so I haven't compared cable prices in a really long time or shopped, but to get the NBC Sports... package, I mean, if outside of Sling, right? You've got Sling, right?
Yeah, but I don't pay for it.
Okay, but if you were going to pay for it.
I'm off my parents.
Okay, but if you were going to pay for it, how much would you pay a month?
$40.
For Sling?
Yeah.
Because you get all the other channels included, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
$40 a month.
So I don't know what the base, like the bare bones package you get with DirecTV that comes with NBC Sports. Fans, if you know, email us.
Yeah.
Messages.
Or our local. I know that like WOW Cable, which is a local cable company, always advertising for like $39.99.
And it comes with that.
A lot of cable packages, it is standard now. Not all of them.
Okay.
Not all of them, but there is a lot that is standard.
I know for a while it was like way out in left field. Like you had to have like the biggest package.
But I already pay, you know, now $12 a month for Netflix.
Yeah,
$120 a year now for Prime.
Yep.
So all these other things are increasing. We, you know what? Maybe have a deal with Prime. The NFL has done this. The NFL on their Thursday night games is now
ads.
On Prime.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So why not? And Amazon is, if you're going to team up with the powerhouse, team up with the powerhouse.
Right.
Why not get in with Prime and have a NASCAR channel on Prime?
Sounds like NASCAR just needs to hire us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You have a marketing degree. You know, that should be like good.
Yeah, it comes down to the basic question. Would fans like their NASCAR included with their cable package, or do they – because I wouldn't want to pay extra $30 a month or whatever just to watch NASCAR, but I'd pay the $30 a year or whatever just to get NASCAR. I don't want cable. Just give me the internet. I'll be on YouTube all day. But when Sunday comes around, I want to do like NHL Prime Ticket. I had that to watch the Anaheim Ducks. And that
How much
was,
is that?
It was 112 for the season, but keep in mind they play 120 games. So it breaks down to about a dollar a game. But you get every, you know, out-of-market Ducks game streaming ready to go, and that's a pretty popular model for them. So break it down, a dollar per race, $40 a month, you get in-car audio, you get the races, you get the camera views. If NASCAR made an app and put it on Amazon Fire or something like that, Xbox One, PlayStation 4, you've got a legitimate streaming service that doesn't eat too much into the fans' pocket, doesn't give them anything extra they don't want, and gives them the races no matter what channel it's on.
And another positive is you can watch it all times. And what I mean by that is there is no commercial breaks.
Right.
They can just leave it, even if it's silent, like they do on the when they're running.
Right. We will be back shortly.
So NHL ticket, there's no commercials.
There are. Okay. But
what about? Sorry to cut you off. Is there an NFL package? Yeah, I know there is.
Prime ticket, is it? Or
NFL Sunday ticket.
NHL Sunday ticket, NHL Prime ticket, yeah.
I don't remember. It used to be on part of DirecTV at one time. Mm-hmm. Now I think they broke off to their own thing. But it used to be back in the day, it was like $80 a year.
I'm just saying, like, I think that's where NASCAR needs to move.
Yeah, I think they're dying if they're not.
So, you know, NASCAR, if you're listening to us, listen to us and we'll get your stuff righted for you.
We'll write the app. I learned how to build a track in 2 weeks. I could learn how to write your app in 2 weeks as well.
Challenge accepted. Make us an app.
Oh, crap. I'm going to have to do some research.
Ooh, Sokka's going to build a Wrecking and Racing podcast app. I like that.
I do want a Wrecking.
You may, kid, but I'm interested.
Yeah, look at it. Let us know. And then if there's a little bit, not much, like $5 worth of like... tools that need
Cash
to go
man
into
will
this.
Pay you $5. Yeah, that's what he's saying.
I'll pay for your tools.
Yeah, I'm a pretty poor guy.
That's actually a pretty good idea, guys.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. So let's go ahead and get going a little bit more. So we have one more question from a fan to talk about, and that's Devin. So thinking back to the day of IROC series where it was a fixed series, or now we're talking about iRacing with iRacing where it's a fixed setup,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, fixed setup series, yeah.
If we were to have fixed setup cars right now, all drivers in history, who would be the top five drivers?
Are we talking drivers in prime?
And now we're talking drivers with crew chiefs. Or is it drivers only?
It doesn't matter. Cause it's
right,
a
the cars
car.
Are set up independently.
Yeah, so just,
there is no setup in the car.
But there's still strategy.
Well, not for an IROC. I don't remember.
Yeah, let's just think it. Let's think it. 50-lap shootout, exact same car. Because there's not much strategy other than balls to the wall, right?
Yeah, and you go to, like, Michigan. You go to Indy. You go to Daytona. There's, you know, yeah, what kind of track subset are we talking about? Are we talking short track series?
Just as a general, let's just say.
Let's say those five drivers went through our current season.
Sure, like, sure,
each,
yeah,
each track
sure.
To go to? Wow.
Sure. I will say right now, even though I'm a hater, Kyle Busch would be in that top five.
I can't disagree with that.
Hey, dude is a wheel man. He is a wheel man.
I think he would be there for sure.
My other four, or at least... start talking about because I really I'm thinking off the top of my head.
This is,
I really like David Pearson, the Silver Fox.
Won a lot of races in part time.
Yeah, yeah. I think he just proved himself to be so reliant and so, again, risk averse. He really knew how to push the limits. From there,
oh man.
It's tough. I mean, I would love to put Dale Sr. up there. I think Dale Sr. is capable, but... And I think IROC, he proved himself.
Right.
But...
So...
I think Dale would make moves that other drivers wouldn't.
He knows the draft better than any person's ever known the draft.
Right.
That would definitely work in his favor. Now, some other place like a Michigan or something, maybe not. But I think your short tracks, your Bristols, your Martinsville, and your Talladegas, Daytonas,
if you're
going
to bring up Earnhardt, and we have to also bring up Johnson and Gordon.
We don't have to.
I know you hate them.
I don't hate them. I think they're overrated because I think their crew chiefs made them a lot more than these other drivers have.
So how can you say that about Gordon? Johnson, I could kind of understand.
Yeah, I can see
it.
Johnson, but not Gordon. Gordon was a racer.
He won races and championships with three different crew chiefs
definitely,
at minimum.
Definitely Johnson more than Gordon.
Okay.
Johnson's 100% crew chief reliant.
Not to mention multiple different types of cars, from the Car Tomorrow to the 90s of the Monte Carlo, the Lumina,
the
SS.
Through the Twisted Sister. And
So for me, and it's not the fanboy coming out in me, but I'd have to put Gordon in there.
Yeah, I don't, instead of...
I tell you who I wouldn't
but
put
I
in
think
there.
You can make an argument for anybody.
You really I know, I tell you who I would not put in there. Richard Petty. because he lived through one era, one style, and he was victorious in one style.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, once the 70s ended and they went to more Aero Wars style cars, he was not dropped off the map like crazy.
Yes, I am not. I think the product that he was given.
He was the heavy car guy.
He
could throw around a very heavy car. But then once the cars started getting more streamlined, more boxy, more narrow.
More skill oriented. Not just manhandling, skill oriented.
Your power to weight ratio goes up tremendously when you chop half the car off and put the same engine in. I mean, you're going to have to be a lot more light on the gas. And I don't think Richard Petty could hang with the Donnie Allisons.
What about,
or the
here's another one for you. Go ahead.
I was going to say Stewart. I mean,
oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah, I could see
Stewart
that.
Was a wheel man.
Dirt racer.
In multiple series. Exactly. It doesn't matter what track they go
different
to, he
cars,
would be solid.
Different crew chiefs.
He actually was in Victory Lane, I think, a few days ago.
He was.
Different
you see the picture of him like a little kid in a candy store. Yeah.
So I'd,
I definitely agree with Stewart.
Yeah.
I definitely agree. So I was going to say, what about Davey Allison?
Not
I know
Davey.
We didn't. What's that?
Not Davey.
You don't think Davey?
Don't think Davey. Cause
Bobby?
Not no Allisons. I don't
Rusty
think...
Wallace. Rusty Wallace.
I would tend more...
Mark Martin?
Part of me wants to say Mark. Part of me does, just because of the IROC clout that he had, but that's a style of IROC. That's not the ultimate IROC with every driver in history.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Martin
IROC
would make the cut.
Legends.
But I think they would ever bring back a similar IROC series in the future.
No.
No, not with the... So. Even, you know, Doom and Gloom in the Cup series, they're not going to focus on an ancillary series unless maybe... Bring up that ARCA division. If it was like an ARCA branch
the
or something.
Cool thing,
now
the cool thing about that is you had stars from all forms of
right.
motorsports.
Yeah, yeah, you did exactly. I remember like Al Unser.
Yeah.
Yep.
Steve Kinzer.
Didn't Zanardi do a stint?
I think so.
Yeah.
And the poor guys, they knew it was up against them because it's like, okay, let's.
You're in a stock car.
You're in a stock car at an oval, and you guys are in open wheels and do road courses. Appreciate the star power, but. It's kind of like the Race of Champions idea would be okay. Just put them on in a style that neither one's used to.
Mm-hmm.
So
rally car,
like
speedboats,
hydroplanes,
airplanes. Make them all get their pilot's license.
So anyway, Devin, very good question. It could be debated all day, every day.
Any five drivers in the top 10 best drivers in history.
If you want to hear who our favorite top 10 drivers are, you can go to episode number 3.
And boy, that was an episode and a half right there.
It still is brought up by me almost every episode.
Yeah, because Gasman gets his panties in a twist. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about some rumors.
Yeah, the rumors are a-flowing. So where do we... I mean, I don't know where to even start.
Well,
there's
start
so
with
much.
The tracks.
Okay, so there's talks and rumblings about adding tracks to the circuit. And two tracks that were brought up more than once was Portland International Raceway, which is a road course out in the Portland area. If you don't know what that is, that's
the
Northwest. I'm not looking. I don't mean you, Lugs. I mean, as in like in general, if you don't know where.
Well, for a long time, they were wanting, NASCAR wanted a track in the
yes,
Northwest.
Yes,
they had, I think, land purchase at one point, and it got shot down by, you know, community and politicians.
Yeah, at one point it was more than an idea. Like things were in the works to happen, and it just didn't.
So that would be interesting. What's the minimum they would be able to institute any change? Like 2020, 2021?
Yeah. 2020 is the first time they can do any kind of change.
Yeah. So, and then there was Nashville?
Nashville
also,
Fairgrounds,
and
yeah.
And then maybe
someone
Iowa?
Threw out the idea of Nashville doing the All-Star race.
I'm not familiar with Nashville. Isn't that really small?
Mm-hmm.
How would that, I mean, that's like Eldora.
Well, in a way, I guess. But the Nashville Fairgrounds has a huge following.
I'm not saying it doesn't, but I feel like...
I'm all for it. You know why I'm all for it?
It's 2.5 hours
It's 2.5 hour drive for us, man. That'd be awesome. I mean, that's in our backyard.
Yeah, absolutely.
And trust me, if they went to Nashville, the three of us are going. Inaugural race. And then, Iowa is another one that's been in conversation. That one's a heavily favored one by the drivers, too, I believe.
I haven't heard a bad word said about Iowa from any driver. Because it was like designed by Rusty, wasn't it? Like it was a driver's racetrack.
I think you're right on that.
So, when a race car driver says, hey, let's put down the perfect track, You know, you don't have engineers saying what the track should do. You've got a driver saying what it can do.
Yeah, big difference. Now, after this weekend, a lot of drivers I've seen on Twitter were saying Mosport and the Canadian track.
Really?
Well, they just want to see a last lap crash.
Yeah, that's what it comes down with.
Which we haven't even talked about that.
Yeah.
From the truck race this weekend.
So maybe we should. But anyway.
We'll talk about that next.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, some drivers were saying about how that's their favorite road course.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens there. I think there'll be some decent shakeups, but I don't know that we'll add too much variance at one time.
Well, it's funny, like, our very first episode, I think one of my notes was, need more short tracks.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the theme all season
that's
long.
That's like now a hashtag. Like, it's like an official Twitter thing, need more short tracks.
All right. So, also, another rumor. So, maybe you've seen this Gasman or Sokka, but Hemric maybe talking about going to drive the 31?
Yeah, possibly.
So, we know he's been in the Childress car a few times, right? And he had one or two. He's got at least one start I know of, but maybe two. What happens to Newman if that happens?
Well, as of right now, Newman is not re-signed.
And so we got 12 races to go. Wow.
Does Newman go to Chip Ganassi? Does he retire?
Does he step in the 95? I mean, Kane's
out.
Well,
here's
seems like the 95 just slots door, openings for people that are just like, I can't get anything else, I'll step in here.
Yeah, so I was getting ready to bring up the 95 because there's also rumors of Hemric going to that. However, I don't see Hemric going to the 95 unless it stays Chevrolet.
Well, get this. Not only that rumor, but it's rumored Suarez.
Suarez, exactly. That's going to be my lead-in.
If Furniture Row does not keep their doors open, they're saying there's a chance that maybe Truex could go and backfill Suarez in the 19, and Suarez go to the 95 against the Toyota affiliate.
Yeah, and some people, I did see some people saying, oh, Suarez hasn't had a chance. Second year in Cup, here's my thing. One is he was thrown in there unplanned because of Edwards.
And too fast, in my opinion.
Yeah, because Edwards, I think he wasn't planned on, so maybe you do put him in a different car to learn more. I don't know. What's your guys' thoughts?
I agree, and I've said that before. I think he was, even though he won a championship, it's hard to argue that, right, in Xfinity, but I think he was moved up a little premature. So, I mean, maybe a step back, more seat time, but, I mean, 2 years, and the guy's not really set the world on fire, but, I mean, there's other drivers that are worse off, so I can't really say. Sokka?
It's tough to ask your driver to take a step back, and we'll feel these other guys out. And if they're worse than you, we'll bring you back.
No, I don't
like,
see
that's
that.
Not
yeah,
a good,
I,
comfortable feeling
yeah,
for,
once
for a
they
driver.
Pull, once they pull him, he's done mentally.
Yeah, that's what I think. And, I mean, some drivers are just Nationwide or Xfinity drivers. I mean, the greens are a perfect example. You can dominate your second-tier series and then go up to Cup and be like, what am I doing
well,
here?
Let's talk about that. Allgaier. 4 wins in Xfinity with Junior Motorsports. Won this weekend at Road America. But didn't he had Cup starts? You know, he didn't really do a whole lot.
Okay, Cup
does
starts
he,
in what kind of car?
Does he deserve another chance in the Cup Series?
I think so. Dale Jr. thinks so. Again, if you're placing Cup and you're running, you know, BJ McLeod's Motorsports car, obviously your expectations are not going to be the one in the race. Let's just be honest. It's not. So, Allgaier having a chance once before, what kind of equipment was he in? Was it even near? Was he putting the equipment at his capable highest points, or was the equipment putting him in his best position? Because if he's scoring top 20s or 20th in a car that is very capable of doing 10th, honestly, he's underperforming and doesn't deserve it.
Who did he drive for?
I don't even remember. Morgan McClure, maybe. I don't.
Wow, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah, I don't honestly don't remember Bill Davis.
I'll look it up. Go ahead and talk about the next point.
So, well, going on, just other rumors out there. Ross Chastain talking about drivers performing or underperforming or overperforming. Ross Chastain going to the if he does good in these 3 Xfinity races for Chip Ganassi. There's rumors that he steps into the number 1 Chip Ganassi car.
No. I don't.
Yeah, I think they'd be crazy to take away Jamie Mack right now because McMurray is.
Well, they already said McMurray's not coming back, didn't they?
I don't think anything's been officially said.
Right. Heavily speculated, but I'd rather have Jamie Mack in the car than Ross Chastain, I believe, at this point. That might change in a year or two, but.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know enough about Ross Chastain because most of my experience with Ross is in the Cup Series and very low-budget cars. Any other, I guess one last rumor that I have listed here is front row selling out to GMS. GMS is went into the Cup Series really bad. They put in a bid for BK and lost it. Mm-hmm. They're really wanting a Cup bid. Do you guys see anybody selling to GMS? And is that just a ride that's going to be given to Spencer Gallagher?
Well, it's interesting. Why is he, I saw Chase is going to drive that car at Darlington and Indy, right? Why isn't Spencer in there?
He's injured, supposedly.
Really?
Yeah, I suppose they hurt his arm training or something.
Hurt his brain?
Yeah.
Smoked hurt too
his
much.
His joint fingers.
Yeah, joints in his fingers.
Oh, man. All right, so I did a little recap here. Al Guyer moved up to Cup as a rookie in 2014, driving the number 51 Chevrolet for H. Scott Motorsports.
Okay.
Scott.
So same ride that Kurt Busch was in for a little while.
Good times.
So, not the best equipment, right? Probably shouldn't fairly be evaluated on his Cup performance capabilities in that vehicle, but
basically a don't crash my car kind of agreement.
Yeah.
It's like finish better than those that are going to crash out and bring it home, please.
Yeah, I don't think that's a true testament to how much of a driver he is or how good of a driver he is.
He did race it in 2015 as well, finished 30th in the Cup Series standings, and in 2016 he moved to Xfinity with Junior.
Okay, so in 2015, did you see how many starts he had? Did he start every race?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I think that was his full season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, said he began the Daytona 500 with a crash, so yeah.
Okay. So, right now, that's the equivalent to Matt DiBenedetto.
Yep. How's the burrito doing? And
he's constantly 30th in points. So, a fan favorite, DiBurrito is.
Likeable guy.
Yeah, extremely. Really passionate. Extremely, yeah. Could he do better in better equipment? I think so.
I mean, it's so a, let's that go, could be argued for anybody.
Right. Yeah, so let's compare DiBurrito and Al Guyer. Who do you think would do better in, let's say, a Stuart Haas car? If you put them in the premium and the best car out there right now, who would do better between Al Guyer and DiBurrito?
I mean, by what I'm seeing right now, I'd probably give the hat tip to Al Guyer.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But, if we put DiBurrito in the 7 Xfinity car for Junior Motorsports.
What's he going to be, the next Michael Annette?
Who's to say he doesn't equal the performance Al Guyer's putting up in that car? So, I don't know,
I don't think he would. Al Guyer shows an aggressive side that turns to be very beneficial.
But this is the most competitive we've seen him ever in his career, I would argue, so.
Yes. I think he deserves a shot, and we'll see. I don't know. All right, moving on a little bit. Did you guys hear the shitty news about Connor Daly?
I did.
Lugs? No, I'm sorry, Sock.
Yes, yeah. I caught it from a distance.
So let me put it this way. I'll lay it out there for you. Let's say, Lugs, your dad, I don't know, called some person like me a fatty back 35 years ago.
Right.
And now I kick you off this podcast because I was offended.
Yeah.
Even though it was your dad 35 years ago.
Yeah.
That's not really fair. I don't know.
So I was saying no.
So Lily Diabetes, right?
And yes.
That's, yep. Who pulled out of the sponsorship.
And I can't say anything bad about Lily because my job might be affected by
right. Yeah, we don't want
to. Right. I think it comes down to the PC world that we live in right now. But
yeah, but that's overkill.
It is.
That is. Here's the thing. it became a big news story when it could have been no story whatsoever.
Because
people talked about the father daily getting in trouble, and nobody mentioned anything about his son, and nothing would have been said about him driving that car this weekend.
Yeah.
So they made it into an issue.
Well, not only that, like, I feel like the Greg Biffle thing is way, way more. Yeah, and that wasn't even given, like, any headline time. Like, I don't know, man. Sometimes things are just so backwards.
Hey, Sokka, why are you taking notes about Greg Biffle?
I am not taking notes.
You. All right. All right, so moving on. What else? What else we got? We are running out of time.
So talk about, let's try to rush it a little bit. Talking about Darlington throwback, there's going to be one change this year. There's going to be no Ken Squire in the booth this year.
Yeah, and I also heard they're not, nobody in the announcers are dressing up in their old, you know, that 70s sucks.
The old 70s.
That sucks. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And who
it
else?
It set the mood, the tone.
It
like,
did.
It really felt throwback.
I didn't really like Ken Squire because his voice is annoying. But who doesn't
here comes
like that
Jones
boy? Yeah, I mean, who doesn't like that?
He drives the car really well through the turn. Here he comes, the Jones boy.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he said the Mexican in reference to Suarez.
He did.
Which is literally the one way you can use the term Mexican, be like, okay, because it's like literally the Mexican.
Yeah.
It's not a slur. It's the location of where he was born.
Yeah. So I am going to miss that. I am going to miss that.
You called him the geriatric brigade. Don't give me that crap.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Thank you for remembering that, Sokka.
Yes, you're right. I did.
Who get the geriatrics off the screen, I think, was the text.
I do remember that. Oh, my gosh.
How dare you call Gentleman Ned Jarrett and Ken Squire the geriatric brigade.
Way to eat crow, gas man.
I'm not eating crow.
Those men are in the Hall of Fame for crying out loud.
Doesn't mean they're young.
Well, he's not denying it, so.
Yeah,
you better not.
Yeah, of course I'm not denying it. They are old.
All right. So let's real quick, guys, before we delve further into Darlington, I do want to take a step back. Let's talk about Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. The finish that we had there in the truck series real quick. Noah Gregson, Todd Gillen, teammates, last corner, coming to the checkers.
Kyle chewed their ass out
Gregson
afterwards.
Gregson dive bomb. Did he? I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I heard he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything
confirmed. They both spin. Justin Haley goes on. Good for Justin. We saw him get robbed of a win in Daytona firsthand.
Which reminds me of something else, but go ahead.
Cool to see him get that win, but what's your thoughts? Teammates, you know, wrecking is one...
I think it was a little bit more aggressive than it needed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I did see where Kyle got on to him pretty heavily. I had a meeting with him afterwards. Mm-hmm. And he said this isn't the first time he's had to pull them into a meeting together and chew their asses out.
Right. That's the big thing I would say. If it's a repeat offense, like if this kid is driving way over his head time after time, definitely
time
chew him.
Time after time.
Is he, though? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I haven't had time to
It was avoidable. It was definitely avoidable.
Of course it was avoidable. You know what?
And most
just
one
in
are,
second,
but...
say, good job, teammate. Allow me to downshift and let you go on to the win. Of course it's avoidable.
Yeah.
Did he leave
a
hole?
Was
it big enough?
Chase. Yeah, I mean.
From a driver's perspective, you see the victory dangling in front of you, and you know this win could set your season. Like, this could be make or break. This is huge.
Which, for Justin Haley, it definitely was.
Speaking of big breaks.
Yeah, sorry, folks. My microphone broke for, like, the third week in a row.
But, like, you have to say, should he have reined it back in? Should he have been a teammate? And it kind of harkens back to that Formula One mindset where you've got your number one driver. This is the man who is supposed to win. You do everything in your power to make sure you run second to him. Is that what we want to see in the truck series?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely
and
not.
As a team owner, of course, I can see Kyle getting miffed. That's money wasted, thrown down the drain, a win gone when it should have been a sure thing. And from an owner standpoint, it's important to make sure your drivers know, hey, you just cost me a lot. And if you want to continue to drive for me, you better respect my stuff. But from a driver's perspective,
but do you see? I see Kyle making the same move.
Exactly.
Maybe this is Kyle's
dad's moment. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, like, true.
So take him under his wing and say, "Look, dude, I was that kid."
That's a good point.
I see myself in you a lot, and look what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that.
Yeah, no, that's a good analogy, Sokka.
And I can see
do as I say, not as I do, definitely.
Yeah.
So moving from that, unless you guys have more to talk about, Road America, we just kind of touched on it, but Allgaier got his fourth win of the season at Road America in the Xfinity Series, and Bill Elliott came home 20th. Got
Bill.
Awesome Bill from...
Why are you yelling at us?
Sorry, I'm holding this stupid microphone now.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
So he came home 20th. He got caught up in a couple other on-track incidences.
Yeah, I saw the after. I didn't get to catch the race, but I saw the footage after the race, and he had the bear bond. His hood was all bear bonded and shut. I knew it didn't end that well for poor Bill.
But, you know, he just wanted to go out there and have fun, and I think he succeeded in that. Yeah. He wasn't out there to prove a point. The guy doesn't need to prove a point.
Right.
So.
And he'll go back to the sports cars or wherever he's running on a weekly now anyway for a hobby. I mean, he's just sort of moonlighting, and it's cool to see Bill back. If there's a car available for him at Darlington, I'd like to see him hop in the throwback race.
Exactly,
but.
Exactly. All right, well.
The geriatric race.
Yes, the geriatric brigade.
All right, so anything else, guys? Are we ready to make our picks for Darlington?
Well,
man, wouldn't that be interesting to see Taylor Labonte, Bill Elliott?
It would. Just bring some of those old guys back.
Jeff Gordon.
Like, give them Legends cars. Let them run around the quarter mile
in Charlotte
or something. Well, not Norton. I mean, Lake Speed's ready to go. I saw a piece.
Hey, he's like racing a go-kart.
Yeah, I saw a piece on Lake Speed. He's still got it. But, yeah, if I do have to say, if Newman wants to keep his seat in the 31, he's going to have to stick his neck out a little more. I'm just saying.
You've been waiting all night to say that. I mean,
I have, but you wouldn't shut up.
Over there banging around with all your equipment.
I'm trying to fix my damn mic.
So. You could wait till after the podcast and just hold it.
This is let's go on.
All right.
Picks.
So picks for Darlington. I'm going last this week because I don't even know who my picks are yet. So.
Oh, man. Me neither. So I could go first.
Well, I've got sort of a record to upkeep because the two times I've been on, I picked two drivers in the top five both times. So this
is good for you. You want a cookie?
Yeah, I do. You have one.
I bought you pizza. That's good enough.
Indeed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. So Darlington.
So Hamlin. Was the winner. If you remember last year, he was penalized and
encumbered.
Yeah, a lot of people are picking Hamlin again. They really like Hamlin.
Hamlin popped in my mind, but I am not going Hamlin this time around. I don't see it.
Neither do I.
As far as a winner, I think I'll go with... I'm thinking Truex. I'm feeling Toyota, though. Like, I see Toyota in, and I'm thinking Truex might pull it out this week. For the dark horse, let's see. I don't know. Maybe Kurt? I'll go Kurt Busch. Kurt Busch is a dark horse for Darlington.
Is that a dark horse?
Well, see, we say that every week.
He
won a race, so he's no longer a dark horse.
Yeah.
And
Kurt's no longer a dark horse.
I guess that is true. He's solidified in the top in the championship now. So
hey, not to cut you off, right. I got my mic fixed.
I got my
congratulations.
I got
engineer
my,
work.
I got
be
my
careful.
Picks. I got my picks. So even though we contest whether he's dark horse or not, Blaney's my pick.
Not dark horse.
Okay, so
I'm kidding.
So he's main pick this week. So I'll agree with that statement. Almirola is going to be my dark horse.
Ooh, Almirola's a good one.
Pretty good one. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Gas
man. Kyle Busch.
Easy way out.
So it's Truex.
Yeah, not going to lie. Okay, fine. I'll go Carl Edwards then.
You know, well, actually, I was going to joke and say Carl Edwards myself.
I miss Carl.
Carlington.
Edwards. Yeah. So I say Kyle Busch, who has one victory there, although there are other people who do better overall at Darlington than Kyle does. I think this is...
You know who else has a win there? Regan Smith.
Yeah. I remember that race.
Let's see.
In the furniture row car,
yep,
by the way.
Yeah, said the black 78.
Dark horse. Somebody sucks, but might do good.
We don't have all night. Come on, Gasman. Step on it.
Ty Dillon.
Now, I've heard a left field, but.
All right, you said it. We're sticking with that one.
All right.
I'm changing my answers. I'm going Matt DiBenedetto for the win, and I'm going that Jones boy for my dark horse.
Really?
No.
Okay. All right, so Kurt.
But you know what? Sorry, in the Kyle spirit of things, I'll take Truex as my primary, and my dark horse will be the Jones boy, since Ken Squire can't say it. Why not?
All right. All right, that's all I got, guys. You got anything else?
No.
Nope, that'll be all for me. Thanks for having me back, guys.
Fans, as always, thank you for emailing us, talking to us, saying hi to us. Thank you for telling your friends. Sorry you had to endure an hour of Sokka on our show.
Yeah, from my views, most people don't like that.
WreckingRacing.com, WreckingRacing@gmail.com. Reach out to us, talk to us, say, hey, what's up? Sokka, take us out.
Send us your championship picks as well.
That's right, fans. Go ahead and send your championship brackets to WreckingRacing@gmail.com. For Lugs and the Gas Man, this is Sokka. We will see you after Darlington.
What's your website again?
YouTube.com/SakakinoRisaGames. Please put a link in the description. Make it easy for them.
Okay, we'll do.
Or you could also just pick an easier name.
Well, it's
why not go like Jim's Racing?
Jim.
Jim Bob's.
All right, Yeehaw. Saka. All right, folks, again, thank you for listening. We love you. We'll talk to you next week.
And the checkered flag waves on this episode. Tune in next week to keep updated on all things NASCAR. Please like us on iTunes and follow us on Podbean. We'd like to hear from you, so reach out to us too at wreckingandracing@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you soon.